Now, here we go again. Homes damaged by floodwater yesterday in the heart of Belfast. Torrential downpours have hit parts of Belfast and Finnickey yesterday, causing long traffic delays. And in some cases, residents had to deal with raw sewage leaking into their homes. The Belfast councillor, former mayor, Martina Mueller, with us this morning. Just how bad did this get, Martin? Good morning.
Well, it wasn't maybe just as bad as you were suggesting there. And I suppose that's thanks to the gods, because the rain really stopped. It was fierce, very heavy up at around 5 o'clock, 5:30, and eased up. It came back a few times, but really, when the rain eased up, it meant that the flooding could recede. So it's not that we are getting it right in terms of infrastructure. We still haven't done the work that's needed in South Belfast, but we were saved by the gods, as it were.
There is a lot of misery this morning, Martin. We can't underplay this, can we?
No, there is. It's nowhere close to the devastation of 2012. But I stood in houses last night where you're right, there was sewage. It backed up into houses, behind houses. It was one house for three children under six where there's raw sewage out the back. We were in Orchardville, which was wrecked in 2012, where people, some of them who haven't been well, are out trying to bail water away from the area. So I think there's two problems, Stephen. It'd be great to get them sorted. One of them is that we know flooding in Little Park last night, and by the way, the fire service, Belfast City Council, Road Service, the NI Water, everybody out on the ground, that also didn't happen in 2012 in the bad flood. So there was a proper coordinated response, even the Red Cross out trying to provide relief where it was needed. But we know what's wrong, and what is very frustrating for me is we don't get it done. We know the flooding at Little Park off the Lisburn Road is caused by the lack of a drainage behind those homes. We've had all the experts out from Rivers Agency, from the Department of Agriculture, from DRD. They all look at it. They all go away. They say, we need to put a pipe behind that, and then they say they've no money. So I'm standing at homes last night where I stood 2 years ago, same scenario. And
that's what must do the people who are living in those homes. It must completely do their head in that they've been there before, devastated before, had their homes ruined and wrecked before, and nobody can stop it happening again.
Well, you know, that's why you do tear your hair out, because the insurance claims, now they won't be as bad last night, but certainly the average insurance claim in Orchardville in 2012 was around £60,000. So if you multiply that by 10, by 20 in Orchardville in that period, and then across the city, you realise the cost of this city. But that is one issue. The other issue is this major piece of work going through South Belfast. People were very patient because places like Sicily Park, Marguerite Park, Orchardville, parts of Iceton were flooded in 2012. The NI Water sat down and said, major scheme coming, folks, going to replace this 19th century water mains with 21st century system. And now, I really need to get this clarified over coming days, but now there's rumblings that will be delayed. We won't get that major scheme, which will take the pressure off the streets like Moonstone Street off the Lisburn Road. So what I mean, it's all about delivery, Stephen. We know what's wrong, and I think it's really high time we got our act together and got it sorted.
Well, your Sinn Féin colleague, Paul Maskey, has been blaming Danny Kennedy in this.
Well, I think
you can't blame Danny Kennedy for the weather.
No, I think we all need to take the blame for this, because, you know, I'm standing in houses last night where we stood in 2012. The damage isn't as bad. Thank God, thank goodness. But we all need to, and I don't think I'm not interested in any way this morning blaming anybody, but we all need to focus on the homes, on the families, on those who are picking up the pieces today, and also be thankful that we averted worse catastrophe and disaster last night. So plenty of work for all of us to do, and that's what I'm going to focus on the time ahead.